Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. It's always sensitive talking about these things, but Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/TDS. That's HIMS.com/TDS for your personalized ED treatment options. Hard mints are a chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with your healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Friday, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the Daily Stoic, my book, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful collaborator, translator, and literary agent, Stephen Hanselman. So today we'll give you a quick meditation from the Stoics with some analysis from me, and then we'll send you out into the world to turn these words into works. Take this seriously, but not too seriously. Punctuality is a matter of self-discipline, but also respect. We must be aware of and in command of our schedule and the time we've allocated to different people and activities. We also must care about how our decisions affect those people. Which is why it's not hard to imagine Marcus Aurelius or Cato being quite diligent about when they arrived and when things started, even though they were powerful enough to insist that others wait on them. But what about when they screwed up or lost track of time? Did they whip themselves? Did they berate themselves for being lazy? No, hopefully not. Gary Vaynerchuk recently asked about the Stoic take on punctuality for his podcast, as well as the proper response for falling short of a goal to be more punctual. Well, one thing we have to remember is that the Stoics did not regard guilt as a productive emotion. It does nothing but send you plummeting down a spiral of self-loathing. None of that. Be a better friend to yourself, as the Stoics would say. If you've fallen short, acknowledge that you slipped up, and then with discipline and rigor, put an end to that discussion and commit yourself to getting back closer to the place you want to be. And that's the balance I'm trying to strike in Discipline is Destiny. You want to be strict, but not so strict that you miss the forest for the trees, that you hurt yourself, that you end up valuing things that don't really matter, that you have no room for flexibility, adjustments, iterative improvement. You know, temperance is another way of saying balance, and punctuality is important, but it's not the most important thing. And this idea of taking something seriously, but not too seriously, it's something I also talk about in how we dress, our physical appearance, you know, our weight, another good example. You want to be strict about it. You don't want it to spiral out of control, but it can spiral out of control in the other direction too. And that's the balance that we're trying to strike as Stoics. And if you want some more thoughts on this, check out Discipline is Destiny, The Power of Self-Control just selling like crazy. It debuted on the list, and I appreciate everyone's support. If you did read the book, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Maybe leave a review on Amazon or Audible. I'd appreciate that too. And I'll let you guys get back to your day. The real source of harm. This is from today's entry in the Daily Stoic. And the quote today is from Epictetus's Enchiridion. Keep in mind that it isn't the one who has it in for you and takes a swipe that harms you, but rather the harm comes from your own belief about the abuse. So whenever someone arouses your anger, know that it's really your own opinion fooling it. Instead, make it your response not to be carried away by such an impression. For with time and distance, self-mastery is more easily achieved. And the entry says that the Stoics remind us that there really is no such thing as an objectively good or bad occurrence. When a billionaire loses $1 million in a market fluctuation, it's not the same as when you or I lose $1 million. Criticism from your worst enemy is received differently than negative words from a spouse. If someone sends you an angry email, but you've never seen it, did it actually happen? In other words, all these situations require our participation, context, and categorization in order to be quote-unquote bad. Our reaction is what actually decides whether harm has occurred. If we feel we've been wronged or get angry, of course, that's how it will seem. If we raise our voice because we feel like we've been confronted, naturally, a confrontation will ensue. But if we retain control of ourselves, then we decide whether to label something good or bad. In fact, if that same event happened to us at different points in our lifetime, we might have different reactions. So why not choose to not apply these labels? Why not choose to not react? I just gave a talk, flew to Oklahoma, and I was saying this there to this group of people. We were talking about the pandemic. And I was saying that it's not good or bad. I don't mean that in the moral sense. Of course, although we could get into a whole semantic debate about whether there's such a thing as good and evil, that's not what the Stoics are saying. Because of course, the Stoics say that virtue is important and that evil does exist. We're not saying that there's no such thing as good or bad in that sense. We're saying that in the positive or negative sense. When Shakespeare says nothing, neither good nor bad, but thinking makes it so, that's what he means, right? A bull or a bear market, I was saying in the talk, they don't really exist. These are words that we make up, right? We decide that the market is bad for us. We decide that the job market is not a good one. We decide whether we live in a golden age or a decline, right? These are labels that we put on things. The Stoics are saying not just that, but that also so much of what we are upset about is actually relative. Like how many people would kill actually to be in the exact same position that you are in? We just don't think about it because we forget that not everyone has it nearly as good as us, right? Again, the labels, right? These are all relative terms, but how many people would kill to have been dumped because they've never been with anyone, right? How many people would kill to be in a position to lose $1 million in the market or to lose any market, to lose any money in the market because they can't even participate? So the idea is understanding that harm, that I've been negatively affected by this, that this sits in the space of judgment, not objective reality. Now let's go to what Epictetus is saying. He's talking when someone hits you, right? That's not the good or bad thing. The thing is whether you decide to be harmed. So he's not, of course, saying that abuse doesn't exist or anything like that, which sometimes people have the reaction to. They go, oh, so we're just supposed to accept everything that happens to us. That's not really it. It's not that you accept being abused, that you accept these quote-unquote negative situations. It's that you decide to remain unharmed by them, right? Okay, I'll give you another example. FDR, during the Second World War, actually treats Winston Churchill quite poorly. Obviously, America comes to be Britain's ally in the war, and we give enormous amounts of men and materiel. But in their actual meetings, FDR was his haughty, superior, somewhat callous and occasionally cruel self. This is how he tended to treat people. He treated Eleanor Roosevelt this way as well. And so speaking of a few of these big moments, Winston Churchill's daughter says that FDR's treatment hurt her father, but it did not unman him. Now, what she meant by that is that the remarks were inappropriate and they were not okay. And they of course, changed how Churchill saw FDR, although obviously he needed him so much as an athlete, he retained that self-mastery that Epictetus is talking about. And, of course, would have chosen not to undergo that if he had a choice. But after it did happen, Churchill didn't let it break him, didn't let it change him, didn't let it make him lose control of himself. So that's the idea. Of course, if a parent is abusive, that's not okay. But we decide whether we have been tragically undone by our childhood, or if we assume responsibility for ourselves, for our life right now, and do our best to heal and move on and grow, right? We decide whether this thing is the end for us. We decide what we do about it, right? We decide whether we have been harmed or if we've actually been improved, if we grew, if we were made better for the adversity that we went through. That's the choice that we have. That's what he's talking about. And that's ultimately the difference between being wronged and being harmed that Marcus Aurelius talks about. You can punch me and I will feel that. I'm a human being. No amount of study of philosophy, the Stoics would say, would change that, right? Of course. But I choose whether that harms me, because harm is the attitude, the story, the opinion, the thing I do next in response to that. So I hope we make this distinction today. The real source of harm is ultimately in our judgments, our opinions, and the story we tell ourselves about what's happened. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.